Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 91 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my compatriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. And hi, Adam. How are you today?
I'm good. Nice try, but nope. Didn't make me crack or break. And I fixed the typo you put in there for the episode number, as you do every week. That's awesome.
Now every I'm week. Looking for it. That's the problem.
Yeah, you got to hide it somewhere else. Yeah.
I'll get you. Tell me, since we recorded episode 90, what's been happening with you?
I don't know.
What's your deal, man? What's your deal?
I'm tired. Actually, I'm tired. I'm recovering from a small injury. I did yoga last Monday with the guys from F3, as I've mentioned before, just the workouts, because there was a big race that was here in North Carolina called not the Blue Ridge. It was the Tobacco Trail. It's a half marathon and a marathon. So about 10 guys did it on a Sunday, and then Monday our typical workout is, you know, over at one of the locations of the parks we call Wolverine, which you would like, by the way. See, it's true. The AO is called Wolverine. Anyway, so they did Broga, you know, guys, bros yoga. And it was great, but yoga's tough, you know, and I hyperextended my left hip flexor. Like, I went too far. And then I didn't hear it go snap, but it hurt, like, a lot for the next 2 days. So I took 2 days off of hard boot camps, and I just did my own little walk, 3-mile loop walk jog. So recovering from that. Working a lot. Did not go to San Francisco this weekend because of you, because we're here recording. I was going to go be with my wife for the weekend in the city of San Francisco, city of by the bay, where I met her and fell in love with her. But no, oh, I'm here with you.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. You made the right choice.
Bought a 6-terabyte hard drive yesterday.
Oh, cool.
It'll be here. I don't know about you, but you know, back when you were born, I was doing a ton of content creation. Mm-hmm. So I have like 35, 40 hard drives, different range sizes from ranging from, you know, 100 megs up to a couple hundred megs, whatever it is. It's time to consolidate those down to one single drive. They just weigh a lot. When we physically move them from box to box to garage, I'm like, oh, I need to consolidate and do a digital detox. I'm going to Marie Kondo my data.
Good idea. Much easier on the burglar to steal it if it's just one box.
One box is easy. Yeah, one hard drive, really, yeah.
So. Right.
And yeah. I was just thinking about it this morning. I was thinking in the shower, thinking I could just, at this point, toss them all. I'm like, do I really need any of them? But there are photos, or some of the drives that have family photos, like stuff I've scanned, or just footage that I probably want from old computers. So I'll take them, dump them on the big 6-terabyte drive, and then I'm going to let Carson go crazy with either a hammer or a screwdriver to unscrew the other ones. You know, that's how you make sure they're never recoverable. You open them up, you know,
yeah.
And you start scratching the platters. I've always liked to do that. That's my favorite thing to do.
That's pretty cool.
It's like playing Legos, you know.
It's a bit of work to
oh yeah, know, yeah.
Like, yeah, deal with and like carry all that old data with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would be with analog style anyways, shoeboxes of photos and stuff that we have.
It's the same thing. It's just, you know, it all adds up. It's just weight, you know, and it's out there. So I want to consolidate.
Yeah.
Also, I was interviewed, two podcasts I was interviewed on. One came out just a few days ago. Like, it was from F3. Again, there's a one called Pick Up the Six. Check it out. Mm. And then 2 months ago, I think you might've been on it. I don't know. Maybe you're going to be on it. WP Square One.
Square One. Oh, Michael Wood's podcast.
Yeah.
Right. I interviewed him on my show.
Right.
But I haven't been on his show.
Yeah, so they reached out and back in January, and it just came out this week. So like all of a sudden, like there's a whole bunch of traffic and, you know, new stuff. And I was also interviewed for, so there's two shows this week. And also with the, was that it? Yeah, that's it. Just those two things. So it's just like all of a sudden I'm in the forefront of my family, at least. They're like, woohoo, Dad's on another podcast. you
know. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Yeah, whatever it takes for your kids to think you're cool.
Right. And March Madness. Yeah.
March Madness.
It's in full swing. And currently, as of the recording right now, I have two brackets. I'm in this group from the Oddfellows way back in Colorado days. I'm at 66% picks and 75% picks. So I did pick one upset so far, which is cool. I picked the UC Irvine upset.
Oh, okay.
So, well, there's one guy at 100% picks, but of course, because, you know, it's the first 2 days. So that'll change. I'm pretty low ranked right now, but we'll see what happens. This year it's going to be tough for me. So
yeah,
I have a feeling.
Yeah. Anyway, it's hard.
Yeah. And then I was going to tell you one more thing. I forgot I was going to tell you. I have no idea. Doesn't matter.
It'll come to you.
Maybe.
After the show.
Maybe. What's up with you? How's it going over there in Jackson?
Everything's really good. For the most part. You know, it's been a weird week. Yeah, there's...
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But I just wanted to share with you, like, we've got this ice maker situation. You know? You know? I keep updating our listeners and you on whatever the situations are that I'm dealing with, like my excessive leaf piles and so on. But this time, like... I've got this new refrigerator since we moved into the house. Like it was full of ice.
So was it a brand new refrigerator? Did it come with the house?
No, it came with the house.
It came with the house.
We didn't buy it.
What happened to your old refrigerator?
We left it at the old house.
Okay.
Yeah, just this was newer and nicer anyway. So
okay.
Win-win. And it's got an ice maker, and that's cool. We never had one. And the tray was full of ice, and we were like, awesome. Yeah, we've got an ice maker, and like the thing you fill your cup up with on the front.
Yeah, the door.
Great, we're moving into the 21st century.
Right.
And then we used up all the ice, and then it wouldn't make any more ice. And we were bummed, and we tried to troubleshoot as best we could to like figure out what's wrong with the fridge. Won't make any ice, doggone it. And all winter, it didn't do anything. Nothing we tried worked. And I figured, one of these days, maybe I'll call a professional or dig in when I have some spare time. And then a few days ago, it started making ice out of the blue. It just started. And this has been like 6 months of no ice. And I don't know if this fridge is just like one of those Island of Misfit Toys sort of appliances where it can't make ice when it's cold, or just something goofy like that. But it is now making ice suddenly, and I can't figure out why. And it's making up for lost time. Let me tell you, it is overdoing it. It's making so much ice that it's pouring out of the tray and filling up the whole freezer with ice.
Turn the ice maker off for a bit.
It won't. Like I did.
Oh, that's right.
It did.
Oh no.
It has like a lever, so it's supposed to fill up with ice and push the lever up. And,
right.
And it just keeps piling over, and now it's out of control.
That's brilliant.
So I don't know. I'm gonna have to figure out what's going on here.
It's ironic that you mentioned
scooping
that.
Piles of ice out every day.
It's ironic that you mentioned the ice issue because I realize our ice maker works just fine, but the filter on our in the refrigerator, there's like a filter you can put in the inside that our fridge came, you know, that came with the rental as well. You know, it tells you like every couple months the light goes on that you need a new filter. I'm like, yeah, sure. So I reset it. I'm like, I don't need to get one this time. I'm not gonna spend the $17 for a filter again. I'm like, but then I noticed last week when I had ice water, like the one cup I had per week. That
what?
There you go. You took a minute there. Dustin got it. Anyway, so I'm having some ice water, and it like just tasted weird and smelled weird. And I'm thinking, what's the difference? So it's the filter needs to be replaced. You know, it's almost not metallic. Whatever it's just different. You know, and I'm pretty easy going when it comes to water, unless it smells like sulfur. You know, like it's you know. But so also with the hard drive that I bought, that's what I was gonna say is I also bought a new filter. I ponied up $17. My new filter will be here tomorrow.
Bingo. Yeah, I replaced mine a few months ago too. Same thing.
Yeah. So you can you can press the reset button once, but you can't do it again. I mean, when the light comes back on, it's really time.
Right. It is time.
Yeah. So, you know, so I got a few extra, probably 2 months out of that. So it's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Anything else?
I love that we mentioned Dustin in passing. Like he's the third person in the room. He's just not talking. He's sheepish.
You know what? In hindsight, we probably should have him just, you know, manage the audio so I can just sit back and I have to do all these little things like
great.
That. You know,
maybe he'll just be our producer.
That'd be awesome. You know, that way
first time listeners to the show don't know that he's not the producer in the room. We could.
Right. Cause that way I wouldn't have to remember to like, you know, go into the next thing. Like
this is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
See how I did that?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. So
done.
Thanks Dustin. Okay. So you put this in the show notes. Do you want to talk about it? Cause I know nothing about it.
The world was shook by the news of one of the largest acquisition mergers that I've ever heard of. Disney bought Fox.
Who's Disney?
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of my friends are excited by this. You know, there's a lot that goes on to this. Like the Fox company owned a lot of different brands.
Right.
And many that we heard of. Like all of these, the big companies, Comcast, AT&T, and Disney and Fox, like, and some others, are just like these mega corporations that own a lot of the brands, like every media company that we know of and consume, from like National Geographic to ESPN.
I mean, do we want to mention, you know, now that we're in early negotiations with Disney?
Edit that out.
Okay.
Edit that out.
Okay, well, okay.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. We could get sued.
Dustin, this is at time code 1115. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, okay. Like, so you don't care about, like, the X-Men?
Nope. Don't care who owns them as long as the movies get made.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Why did I even pick this?
I don't know. Hey, Dustin, take us out. All right. This one's cool. Our friend, Christy, how do you say her last name exactly?
Chirinos.
Chirinos. Thank you. She joined Liquid Web.
That she did.
She is also, but she's still a part of Caldera.
She's leaving. She's departing.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
That's right.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations to all parties involved. This is wonderful news.
So she's going to become the WooCommerce product manager.
Yeah, and probably eventually the CEO of the company, because she's brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when I first met her, I was like, wow. I mean, I knew she was, I mean, yeah. And we've talked, her and I have talked in depth about issues at hand in our industry and all that encompasses. We've had some deeper conversations. I really like Christy. Always have.
Oh, for sure. She's the nicest person, and she's brilliant. And you don't have to talk to her long before you're like,
yeah,
we're all going to be working for
you. Yeah. And I honestly have, like, I remember telling her one thing about, like, she posted something on one of the social media outlets, and I'm like, it was just so mind-blowing opening. It was about, you know, men, women, tech. I don't want to get into it too much here, but, and it's just the BS. I don't want to, I could rant. It's the BS that she's had to put up with because of just our society. I'm like, just lame. I just don't get it. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay. We've gone through that. Okay. I don't want
She's educated me on many things.
Exactly.
She's been an inspiration to me, you know, running a small product company, just making so many smart decisions all the time, just being forward thinking and but open-minded and collaborative. She's great.
Yeah.
I am excited for like how many people are going to move to work to this for this great Michigan-based company.
Is Liquid Web Michigan-based?
Yeah.
I thought they were Arizona-based.
No, man. They're based in Lansing, and they're picking up a lot of great talent.
Huh. Maybe I should go work there. Maybe.
Sure. Yeah. Don't forget to listen to Christy's podcast too.
Oh, right.
She co-hosts
MRR.
Co-hosts the WP MRR podcasts with Joe Howard.
Right.
Check it out on iTunes.
Right on. All right. I'm going to go first. I am wearing, for you, because I'm not in San Francisco, a WordCamp Ann Arbor 2017 t-shirt. It says Coda's Poetry on here. It says some other words. I'm drinking some coffee. Not just coffee, but coffee in a mug by themuggo.com. And they're not a sponsor. But what I want to mention is this. The Muggo is it's a blog. So the Muggo, M-U-G-G-O.com. It's a writing blog. My friend Sam, his F3 name is Callahan. He has this thing where he writes. And he's actually doing a Muggo, the writing contest. I'm in part of this. I'm a part of a writing contest right now, which I did not share weeks ago. I think I told you about it, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah.
You sent me the piece that you wrote, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you. So there's four pieces that are coming out over like the whole month of March. The first one was a poetry about fatherhood. The second one was prose about anything, you know, comedic kind of thing. So I did that. And then the third one was another poem, but it had to have four specific words in it. The words were puppy, Saturn, mango, and doctor. And that was a hard one to write. Let me tell you, that was difficult.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the third piece, it's another piece. It's 800 to 1,500 words about what we're most afraid of. Anyway, it's been fun. So the Muggo, I just want to give a shout out to him. If you're looking for something cool to read, check out the Muggo. So, what's the last thing? Oh, I'm reading. I'm not reading. I mean, I have the same two books from last week. I took this week off of all books.
Huh.
I didn't read. I didn't open one of them, and I'm not going to lie about it. I just, I'm not reading them at the moment. I just, busy and just tired, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. Great. I mean, you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to, like, read too much or anything. That would be crazy.
My eyes are tired.
Yeah.
What do you got? What are you wearing, drinking, reading?
I'm currently wearing a WordCamp San Diego 20, 16 probably t-shirt.
Really?
And under.
I don't know if I recognize that shirt. You know, yeah. Make Waves. Okay.
Make Waves.
Okay.
Anyway, and I'm also wearing a brand new Sandhills Development jacket.
That's nice.
It is pretty nice.
That is really
so
fancy.
We've got a merch vendor that I'm working with, and I'm getting a lot of new pieces created for us and for our team. And so I had her make some samples of a few different types of, you know, hoodies and jackets and things to try and pick what we like the best. And so we can start supplying our employees with the right stuff. And this one in particular, I think, is kind of slick.
Maybe I'll work there if I get one of those.
Yeah. It's, you know, a potential perk. You know, I wouldn't go for just the jacket. There's more to it, but keep that in mind.
Why are you applying here, Mr. Silver? You have cool swag.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, it's true. And I'm sipping some coffee, and I finished my book last night, so I haven't started a new book yet.
Is that the final one?
Not yet. No, there's two more.
You're number five, right? So six and seven. Yeah.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, so I'm working my way through the Harry Potter series. Maybe I'll read the next one now, or maybe I'll read The Little House on the Prairie. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's time for The Thing at the moment. You know, remember The Thing?
The Thing? Oh, yeah. So the other day we were in a place together, you know, down south.
Right. For you, yeah, up north for me.
Way down south in a little town.
A little town.
We had a fun time.
Right.
And some of the things we discussed inspired a little jingle.
Okay.
So sorry, I couldn't help myself.
FYI, I have no idea what this is. So here we go.
Eden is a place I like to go. If you're headed there yourself, here's what you need to know. The people there drive on the right side of the road. And the very fond of Metallica's album called Load. Downtown they've got buildings and more than one tree. And I'm pretty confident that they also have a library. Sidewalks and street signs are definitely things they have there. There might be a Burger King, I'm just not exactly sure where. The people in Dayton are absolutely among the best. They have their peculiarities, but know a lot about WordPress. If you're headed there, I'm 62% sure you'll be fine. But then again, I've only been there a handful of times. If you want to have fun, there's no place better than Dayton. If you want to learn WordPress, this town in Ohio is the best. Dayton, and I'm about to show it. Say goodbye to your mind, cause I'm about to blow it. Dayton is a city in America. It's definitely not in Africa. It was founded by humans approximately between the years 10 and 2000 AD. It's the birthplace of chess and chewing gum, and dabbing and polka and Jamaican rum. Celebrities born here include Bruce Lee, Dolly Parton, and Oprah Winfrey. The Battle of Dayton back in 1803 was the biggest in all of American history. The city was named after Julius Dayton, who was an architect famous for creating a lot of brick buildings with windows and doors, equipped with plumbing and multiple floors. As you can see, both Adam and me know a lot about this municipality. If you want to have fun, no place better than Dayton. If you want to learn WordPress, this town in Ohio is the best.
That's all I got to add to that one.
Thank you for your contribution.
That was brilliant. I'm wondering how much of those were actual facts.
All of them, of course.
All of them. I did not realize Oprah was from Dayton, Ohio.
Look it up.
That's so good. Oh, I love the surprises on those. That was awesome. That was brilliant. Hey, Kyle, you know what time it is?
Time for me to pack my bags, dude. I'm going to Vegas, baby.
Okay, it's also this time. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them, and now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready, Kyle? Are you ready? Before you go to Vegas, you got to answer two questions. All right. First question comes in from Regar Legud. That's an interesting name. I'm not sure what that. Maybe he's from Spain, or Sweden. I don't know. Anyway,
All right.
I'll read the first one.
Okay.
because I'll read the first one because it doesn't have who's supposed to read it, because the table we have in the show notes for the listener was ruined by your daughter. Okay.
What?
Just wanted to put that out there.
You're embarrassing her.
Yes. She got a hold of the keyboard, apparently. Like, the dog ate the homework. Okay. Yeah. The question is this. Hi, guys. As Kyle has indicated, he is happier than ever not having clients. And Adam seems to be all in lately. My question is, if one were to want to close down their business and join a company, but has a small team of and clients along with reoccurring maintenance contracts, how would you handle that? I don't have a business partner that I could sell to, so I'm unsure to how to approach this. This is right up our alley because you've done this.
That's right. I have done this. You will eventually. I'm just kidding. I'm just Josh.
Who's Josh?
Anyway. Okay.
So
you really want to do this right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to let you know. I want to tell you.
Okay.
How to do this right. Okay. Like for real.
Oh.
All right.
Go.
Let me tell you how this works. You're already wasting too much time and energy and stress thinking about it. If you want to do this right, you got to listen to what I tell you. Take your computer along with 100 pounds of C4 to a field somewhere. I need you to set the computer on the explosive, set the charge, and just walk away.
I think run would be better. 100 pounds.
Do not look back.
Okay.
Don't you even dare look back. Keep walking. Like they say in the classic Lonely Island song, cool guys don't look at explosions. Now, the detonation of your workstation is symbolic. It is a sacred ritual in which you completely sever ties with your old identity as an entrepreneur. All of your favorite movie stars just walk away in slow motion after letting go of their past. So learn from Denzel and the rest of those action stars. When the time has come to move on, toss a lip match over your shoulder and walk away.
Oh, okay.
All there is to it.
All right. Well, I have three options here. Option one, it's relatively short and sweet. Stop answering phone calls, emails, and remove yourself from all social media. Just disappear from your client base.
Okay. Totally agree. Okay. Yeah. Walk away. Slow motion. Don't look back.
Okay. So we're kind of on the same track. It's kind of a similar concept. Maybe mine's not as violent. Option two, forward your calls and email to someone else, like JetBlue's reservation line.
Okay.
That way, at least, you know, my wife still continues to continue working, whatnot. You know,
yeah.
People are like, oh, I got the wrong number. I guess I'll go on vacation.
Yeah. You could maybe check and see if Disney's got any money left over after their $71 billion.
Oh, is that how much it was? Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of an acquisition that much money? $71 billion.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. Okay.
It actually is.
Yeah. Yeah. And option three is you reach out to your colleagues that you trust and discuss referring some of your clients to them. Break it up over multiple different people that can provide service that you feel comfortable in referring out. And this happened to me years ago. You know, an agency also had a plugin. They no longer do agency work. They're focusing solely on the plugin. So they've referred clients to some of their partners in the past or friends of theirs, people they know do that type of work. So I've picked up probably three or four clients from them over the past 3 or 4 years. And I still have three of them. One of them moved on, went to something else altogether. So that website shut down, whatever. So I still have them. You know, it's good. And they, you know, from time to time, about once or twice a year, they say, hey, are you interested in another client that we have? That they just, there wasn't anything ongoing per se. They built the site from the agency's perspective. The client came back around. They want some changes. They need some updates. And that, you know, company doesn't do it anymore. So they said, hey, we're out of that business, but we have, here's our partners that do that. So that kind of thing. You know, so yeah, you don't have to go to just one, like, you know, real big marketing. Let's say, for example, RBM was shutting down completely. They wouldn't go send all their clients to just me. They would want to break it up just to have, you know, I think, you know, that type of thing. I mean, you did sell your portion to your partner. You had a partnership that way. So it's different.
So, yes, you know. I was different than Gregor's situation.
Right.
I did have a partner. So it was pretty straightforward.
I mean, I guess if you had, also the other thing that's happened, I know this has happened with other companies. People who have large companies that do a lot of maintenance, that has value. My friend, what was his name, back in L.A., he probably had 75 or 80 maintenance clients. and he sold it to, I can't think of who it was, another, a bigger maintenance company.
Yeah.
Because he went to work for Amazon, you know, as a developer. He just wanted to get out of WordPress altogether, and he just did a pivot. He wanted to be more programmer anyway, so, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
WP Radius, that's who it was. WP Brandon Janowski, Yavchevsky. Yeah, he sold his company.
Okay.
So it's doable. It's that's how you can approach it. Reach out to, if it depends how big your company is, Roger. Depends how big, how many you have. You can reach out to a big company to be acquired, or you can piece it off to multiple people, and just as a nice person, just pass clients over to smaller agencies.
Well, you pretty much covered everything, didn't you?
Because I've seen it happen on both ends. I mean,
yeah.
You know, let me ask you this: let's say he had a partner. How would he start that conversation? How did you and Steve do that? Or do you not want to talk about that?
I don't know if I really do.
Okay, that's fine. You were looking for an exit.
Not. Maybe not. Yeah. Well, I don't know that situation. I don't know that it was a great example. But I have walked away, and it was more straightforward than this in this case.
Right.
Because it was when I decided I didn't want to do this, the course of action was obvious.
Right. Right.
And the details just need to be worked out. But there's no like, what do I do? It's obvious what I do.
Right.
My partner wants to take over the business, and we just work out something that works. Anyway.
Okay.
But when you're in this situation described by the person asking the question, you do have a couple different courses of action. Like you can sell the entire thing, or you can kind of piece it out a little bit. And I think that selling is a good first shot, like trying to sell the whole thing or unload the whole thing to a new party, a new ownership, is a nice way to go, at least to try first before anything else, because it will be the least jarring for anyone involved, for your employees and for your customers and for yourself. If it's just like a transfer of ownership, it could be a simple matter of like, this company is now under new management mm-hmm. or ownership. And business proceeds as always. The customers still get service. The employees still get paychecks. And you are just not in the picture anymore. It's like the neatest and simplest for everybody. And could be just like the best for you, because you just have an arrangement with a single party and maybe get a payout enough to help you along your way on your next adventure. I think in most cases I would try to pursue that first. Now, how successful you are with that is going to depend on a lot of factors, like the value of the business, mm-hmm. For one, and your ability to find prospective buyers and your ability to negotiate with them and your comfort level with how they are going to handle the business if they were to take it over. Maybe these relationships you have with your employees are important, or you care about their well-being. You don't want to just sell to anybody who's going to sack them right away or treat them poorly. So it might take some shopping around. But I would also mention on that note that a potential buyer may consider people beyond just a partner.
Mm-hmm.
It could be employees of the business might be interested.
Mm.
If there's anybody working for the company who's really interested, like passionate about what's going on there, you might start a conversation with them, and maybe they would be interested in taking over somehow. That happens all the time. Or competitors also might be interested in, like, if they're offering similar services to similar businesses, they might be interested. You might approach them. We live in an industry where, for the most part, like there's a lot of friendliness. There's a lot of fish in the pond, but it's a really, really, really big pond. So competition is not what it is in many other industries. And we can start conversations with people. And I would be very comfortable doing that if I had a business like this. This is one of those reasons why networking and being acquainted with the people in your space is so critical.
So let me ask you this. So, I mean, let's say, case in point, let's say I decide to want out of the maintenance side of my business or my whole business, whatever reason. Would you recommend, does it have value? Does my maintenance clients have an ongoing view? Do I just say, dear client, I'm leaving this. Here's a list of, you know, vetted providers, or do I sell them over to that person? Because I mean, there's value, you know, that there's that 1x or 3x or whatever, 1.5 kind of concept, right, of the value proposition. I mean, ideally, I would get something paid out for it, because if I sent you a client or a dozen clients or 2 dozen, you know, or 50, that, you know, that's recurring income, you know, there's a value there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
That's the idea. You may have value. Hopefully you do. And that doesn't mean you'll be successful in finding someone to buy it. Results may vary. There are people with businesses losing money who are just very successful at finding the right fit and get paid out anyways, even though it's not a profitable venture. But sometimes you might have something beyond just positive cash flow that another party is interested in. Mm. Maybe you have a recognizable brand. Maybe you have useful technology, like you've developed a product or a website that has lots of traffic or something along those lines that's just an asset to acquire. Maybe you have talent on your payroll that's really valuable and a company is looking to expand their team anyway, and that's what they're looking for. And they could care less about what customers you have and your revenue. They just want to buy the team. So there are multiple different things you could have which are valuable to a prospective buyer. And even beyond just as the train of thought that I had, where you could approach not just partners, but also employees, competitors, even clients I've seen in some cases where maybe you're a company with a large client and you say, like, I'm no longer interested in continuing to operate, but I know we're a big part of what you do. And some clients even just like bring a small team in house, will like acquire a company and just say, like, you're just dedicated. You know, we're paying you so much already. We're just going to make you our web team.
Didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. I mean, that's always a potential.
It happens. It happens now and then, you know, you might. And then like the next thing beyond like reaching out to friends or something in your network, if you think there's anybody interested in what you're doing, that can happen. Networking is key. Like you have to have a strong network. This is critical. If you're, it's a little late to start now, but not too late. Your success is going to be directly correlated to like how strong your network is in this industry and how many conversations you can start, like people willing to sit down and listen to you. You know, for you and I, that's a lot of people in this space who we could hit up and who would say, you know, tell me what you got, and they would listen. You need to have a strong network, and that's really helpful. But beyond selling the whole package as one, the next option, if that's not really possible, would be to kind of piece it out. Mm-hmm. And I think like the really upstanding approach would be to try and do your very best to find a referral or a new home for everyone in the business, not just every client, but also your employees. Do the best you can for them.
Right.
So if I was in this position, and I have kind of been in these positions before, where I knew a relationship is going to have to be ended, but someone still needed a paycheck or a service provider.
Right.
I would find someone to take that.
Smart.
It's, you know, find another company that I could say, like, I've got this developer on payroll. They're the best. I have nothing but great things to say to them. I know you're looking for talent. I want to introduce you. I think you're going to love them. And just, you know, you can't do everything on behalf of another person because this is their career and not yours. But you can start conversations and give a strong reference and try and set them up for success. Try and do the best you can for them. And then the same for the clients as well. If you're good at this, if you do this right, you can easily spin it to be a positive for everyone. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell your clients, hey, we can't serve you anymore. No longer going to be operating. I'm going in a new direction, but don't worry. You're going to be, you know, I've got this other friend, mm-hmm. you know, this other company who can take over. And you know what? They're great. They have even a bigger team than we do. And, you know, stronger you know, something competitive. They have a bigger suite of services that they're able to offer. And I think actually you're going to be even better off after this.
And
they're excited.
And you should have been with them for years because I'm just a faker.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. You, my friend, you know, at 17 years younger, you are like 17 years wiser than I. That's crazy.
Okay.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Wow.
You can try and like radically change your business model until it becomes one that you actually want to stick around in. Like maybe you double your prices. Maybe you kill off certain services that you're struggling with. Maybe you
But if you're going from WordPress maintenance, like, you know, like Rigor says, if he's leaving WordPress, if he's taking a full-time job, maybe that full-time job is, you know, working at PDQ. I don't know. Do you know what PDQ is?
No.
It's a salad place here. It's like a fast food. My son, actually, Parker, has a job interview there today. It just popped up
on
the calendar.
Cool. Yeah. Go, Parker.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Second question. You want to ask this next one?
The next question comes to us from...
Oh, someone asked me this, actually, because I was at my coworking space, and someone literally asked me this question, so I wrote it down.
Okay, my kids have expressed some interest in what I do as a WordPress developer and have also said they want to attend a WordCamp. But I wonder, are they serious? How would you gauge true interest to see if it was worth investing the money on a ticket for them? Would their age come into question for you?
I was at in my co-working space that I go to, and a conversation over lunch, because I was trying to pitch people, hey, we're doing kids camp. That's what it was. Three options again for me. Number one, I would ignore them as they ignore you time and time again on a daily basis, especially when it comes to folding laundry and making their beds.
Perfect.
So just ignore the question altogether. If they express interest, just just walk away.
Right. Yeah. Say sure.
On the flip side of that coin, my other option two, I'm going to do my first two options here. Flip side is just laugh at them.
That's great for teenagers,
right? Or little kids. I mean, yeah. See, mine are different. Mine are teenagers, and this is somewhat relevant. You know, my kids. The conversation came up because my kids have mentioned in the past they want to go, but I think they want to go for swag. I'm not sure what they want to go for. They love it when I bring food home and swag home for them, like extras. You know, it's, my kids are, you know, whatever. But you know, we have WordCamp Raleigh coming up in like 2 weeks, and we have a kids camp, you know, so it's like, do I take them this time? They've expressed interest, same thing. So it's all in that same relatively space. So, but yeah, laugh at them. That's good for teens too.
I'm not sure it is safe because hear me out. I think you'll understand this. Okay. Word camps can be highly addictive and teenagers are susceptible
to addiction.
Like, yeah. Next thing you know, they'll be like sneaking out at night, attending WordCamp after parties, wearing WordCamp t-shirts, getting their friends hooked on open source. And what's next after that? The after party? WordPress tattoos? I don't know, Adam. I think it's if you start them too young, they might not be able to handle it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's really say what I said about 17 years old of wisdom now goes down to like 9. No, I'm kidding. No. So my third option is this, and I thought this one through, I think, pretty well. See if they are willing to put some skin in the game, either pay for the ticket themselves, for which they will get half back if they attend the camp itself, or none if they bail at the last minute for something better, like the better opportunity. But what's better than a WordCamp, in my opinion? Am I right? I mean, but say, hey, child of mine, the ticket's $20. You want to go? You got to pay for it.
You want to go? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll drive. You'll get, you know. Or if, even pay half. Maybe they put in $10. But if they don't show up, you know, I want them to. There has to be a value proposition, in my opinion. I don't know.
But again, yeah, you know. You could shame them and make it like competitive and say Abigail has been to 8 WordCamps.
Oh my god, has she really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She's a year and a half old.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she's been like doing pull requests, right?
You know, we're getting right.
Well, she pulled her keyboard down and messed up the table. Hello. Yeah. Oh, and the other answer here: would age come into the question? Of course. Yes, yours is a baby. Babies are totally welcome. But as far as kids camp go. The Raleigh Kids Camp, it's 7 to 17 is the age range, technically. And if the child is under a certain age, let's say 10, 11,
45.
45.
Don't go. Don't go.
No, there's a kind of an expectation that the parent is attending camp with the kid at the kid's camp, it's not babysitting. Right. You know, you can't just drop the kid off and say, okay, here, $20 is for the weekend, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, so okay. If Carson goes, I can leave Carson alone with a laptop in kids camp. He'll be fine. He's 14. Okay. You know, he's bigger. He's going to be, you know, he's like a man child at this point. yeah. So age is a concern because, you know, you want to make sure that the kids are old enough to kind of get the concepts or just that they're well enough behaved, but you can't just drop a kid off and go do the regular camp yourself or go shopping. It's not that. Mm-hmm. So yes.
They're probably going to pick up some skills. They're smart kids. Like, yes. Kids they're sharp. They're going to pick up some skills real quick. Next thing you know, you're going to be
working
putting
for them
to work.
Yeah.
I'm working for them. Yeah, yeah. That could be, or maybe you're hiring them.
Yeah.
You know,
I would love to. Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to add to that?
I worked for my dad when I was a teenager.
All right.
For a while. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, we want to do a segment now.
All right.
Which segment are we going to do? Because we have two here. One that you wanted to repeat. Let's just explain it. I will.
Okay.
You wanted to repeat word stress because we need more stress in our lives, right, people?
No.
But
we tried it for the first time
last week. So, and I was thinking, I don't want to do it again. I'm so stressed. I'm still stressed from it last week. But you wanted to change it this time where the one person starts by saying a name, a person, place, or company.
Yep.
The other person must respond by naming a person, place, or company associated with the first person. And it goes back to the first person. So it's more of an improv. We call that the questions game. Every statement is a question, technically, until someone can't come up with a question in order. So when you fail, then it goes to the other person. So Kyle wanted to revisit this. So I'm against it, but we're going to go for it. And just because Kyle also did a bumper, here's the bumper. And then we may do a vague rant after that.
W-O-R-G-S-T-R-E-S-S.
So that's the bumper for word stress. All right. Anyway, all right. So how do you want to go? You want to? I have 1, 2, 3. I have 6 in my list in case it gets to me. You know, I'll play along again.
We practiced this the other day offline,
right. Okay.
Or online, but
right.
Offline.
Yes.
Okay.
So
here's, you can only say a person, place, or company.
Right.
And if someone says one of those, you have to build on top of theirs.
Right.
Right. Name a connection.
Right. And you can't repeat the same answer.
Also true.
Right.
Okay.
So try this.
And,
so,
and we're trying to stick within the WordPress space as best we can.
Right. All right. So this is take two of last week's game. I don't know why we're doing this again, but this is fun. Okay.
Not all of our games have to be fun.
Okay.
Adam.
Okay. All right. Go.
Okay. You start.
Oh, okay.
You start.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? 10 up.
Yeah. Jay Goldman.
Okay, quick question before I keep going. Do I have to build on that one, or can I just?
Yes.
I have to build on top. Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah, you have to say a place or a company.
Based off of Goldman.
Yeah.
Oh, see, so I was okay. I was a mistake. Okay. Dang it! No, see,
okay.
I already.
Okay, so that was a rough start. So it keeps going until
back
someone
and forth. Okay.
Fails.
And then the person has failed. The other person gets the point.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I've failed. So you got a point. Let's give you that one.
Okay.
Okay. So now you start one.
Okay. New York.
Christy Chirinos.
Caldera Forms.
Josh Pollock.
Pittsburgh.
I'm out. Okay. So now you got 2 points.
Okay.
Okay. So,
okay. Well, we won't count the first one.
Okay. So you have 1 point. Okay. So do I start? Do I give you a name now, first one?
Yeah. Okay. You start. Okay. Yep.
Shelby.
Columbus.
Rich.
Cleveland.
Jeff Chandler.
WP Tavern.
Triple J.
Sandhills Development.
Pippin.
Affiliate WP.
Ah, dang it. where am I going to go from that? Dang, this is hard. I'm still stressed, man.
Yeah, you are stressed.
Okay,
stressed. You know Drew James.
Oh, like Drew James. Okay. Yeah, all right. I think we're good with this game. I think I'm already... it's the first person to two. You won.
Fair enough.
And
all right.
And I think in the future, we need I'll come up with an audio bed. I think we need some audio bed underneath this.
We need
a timer.
I was just talking to someone last night who said you need to have dings and
right,
you know, like the buzz sound.
Maybe when Dustin fixes this, next time he produces a show, he'll add that.
Hey, Dustin, did you get that?
Time code.
Or soundboard. Okay. I was thinking about getting like a little bell or something on my desk. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So
now you're in the mood to do a rant. So
I am.
Go ahead. I have a short one after yours.
Do you?
I'll keep it simple.
This rant is about this. Orthodontists are in my crosshairs. That's right. It's not the pain that you caused me over 5 years that I wore braces for all those years ago. No, not even the fear that you and your brethren dentists install in the population at large. It's the interaction and relationship that you orthodontists specifically have with my kids. And what am I talking about, you ask, Kyle? It's the rewards program that you've created to make sure the kids, my kids in this case, brush their teeth, floss well, often, daily, and get their braces really clean. And for that, you reward them. You give them gift cards to Target, to Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts for who knows why, $10 to $25. I have four words for you on this, Mr. Orthodontist. Are you kidding me? How about just knocking off that on my monthly payment? I mean, come on, you're giving kids my money. my kids tell me, but Dad, they say it's the incentive. What's the incentive for me to do this? I go, how about clean teeth and straight teeth? Damn it. Okay, that's my rant.
Do you feel better?
A little bit. A little bit. Not gonna lie. It drives me bonkers. Okay.
That's funny. Yeah. Those are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It just kills me that they do this time and time again. And literally Parker will say, did the mail come? Did the mail come? Because I got the points. I'm getting a Starbucks gift card. I'm like, you mean I'm getting a Starbucks gift card? See my point?
Yeah, I see your point.
He's like, it's my card. I'm like, it's my money. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
True. True.
I do feel better.
That's good. I'm glad. I've had a little issue here, and this is just a little rant to professional service providers. Anybody who is providing service for a client, using their skills to get a job done that they've been hired for, do it right. Do it right. All right.
Okay. That's so calm. Day, you're so calm.
The other day, I was taking a washcloth and wiping down the walls in my family room. Because we were going to repaint it. Simple job. Should have been done in a day or two. And as I was wiping my hand across the wall, my hand went through the wall. Minimal pressure. Your hands aren't supposed to go through walls with that amount of pressure. Don't know if you know that. Mm. Now you know. And behind it was just black, gross, soaking wet, spongy studs and insulation. Turns out, in this corner of the room, there was some flashing on the roof that was crumpled and cracked and just mangled because the service provider installing it didn't think it was worth their time to really do the job right. And so for the past 10 years at least, water's been draining down through that corner of the room all the way into the basement. And I've got a serious mess on my hands. Major project here. And we're still figuring out how to properly repair it. And that's all I got to say. Professionals, like, just do the job right. Please. Please.
I'm impressed with your calmness. All right. Well, on that note, take us out. Find us online. We're at get_options over on Twitter. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. SoundCloud for all the music. And the latest song will be there as well. Right, Kyle?
I suppose so.
And now just say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.